The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Well, as we draw ever closer to the big day, Christmas, many people will be looking to purchase a puppy as a Christmas gift for a loved one to bring into their family to kind of bond all the kids together. And it's a lovely notion. But yesterday, Dogs Trust, Ireland's largest dog welfare charity, announced they will suspend the rehoming of dogs from their centre over the festive period to send out a warning signal to prevent people rushing out to get a dog for Christmas, such as their concern. And it's a pleasure to welcome to the Hard Shoulder studio here Ciara Byrne, Communication Manager for Dogs Trust. First of all, Ciara, who are Dogs Trust? Like, we've heard of the ISPCA, the DSPCA. You're just dedicated to dogs only. You don't deal with kittens or hamsters or anything.
We are. We're Ireland's largest dog welfare charity, and we've been operating in Ireland since 2005. Our mission is to bring an end to the destruction of stray and abandoned dogs through various different preventative measures, such as responsible dog ownership campaigns, subsidised neutering, microchipping, and also education. We educate primary school children all across Ireland.
Do you have shelters?
We do. Another large part of our work is we have a rehoming centre in Finglas, and we can house anywhere up to 200 dogs, and we look for homes for all of those dogs. We collect 2/3 of our dogs from pounds all across Ireland, and we prioritise.
So you actually act as a recipient of different holding centres across the country. So just because yours would be the biggest centre, would it, in Finglas?
No, well, we just have the one centre in Finglas, in the Republic of Ireland. There is a centre up in Ballymena, and there are many centres over in the UK, but in Ireland we just have the one at the moment anyway, in Finglas.
Okay.
And we have 200 dogs there at any one time.
So what sort of numbers would you get offered to you in terms of, and what are the circumstances? Would it be a family that'd say, look, we thought this was an ideal thing, we're just not able to cope, will you take the dog? Or are there literally dog wardens picking up stray dogs off the street that have been abandoned, and they come to you? How do you actually sort of intake the dogs?
Well, there's two things. First of all, we get a lot of calls and emails looking to take in surrenders. This year alone, to give you an idea, there was 2,840 calls and emails of people looking to give away their dog. Now, sadly and unfortunately, we're full to capacity at all times. We have a pre-planned intake policy, so we collect dogs from the pounds across Ireland. They're the most at risk of being put to sleep, so we unfortunately can't help everyone by taking their dogs in. So they're just the calls and emails alone that we received. It doesn't mean to say we've taken in all of those dogs, but another way we do is we collect the dogs from across the country, from Irish pounds.
They're operated by the local authorities.
They're local authority pounds, exactly. And
would they be strays, or they'd be surrendered dogs?
There's a mixture. They're stray or abandoned, and some of them are surrendered,
okay,
and some of them are seized.
So you have tonight in Finglas 200 dogs there.
In and around.
Okay.
176.
Yeah. Okay, that's
at the moment,
we won't quibble over a few old bow wows. The point I'm trying to get is this: how long would you hold a dog before you decide to move it on?
Well, we have a non-destruction policy at Dogs Trust, so we never destroy a healthy dog. So we will keep the dog for its entire lifetime until we find it a home. So that's why it's really important that we find a good home for every one of our dogs, because there's no place like home. We have a great facility. We've state-of-the-art rehoming centre with underfloor heating in our kennels, and hot spots and cold spots.
So if people want to get a dog for Christmas, you're the first point to contact. That
we actually pause our rehoming over Christmas. Sorry.
But can you offer dogs to people
over the Christmas period?
Oh, whenever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the purpose of our rehoming centre,
right,
is to rehome dogs to
and
people.
So someone rocks up to Finglas and say, I'd like a little poodle, or I'd like a nice Labrador. Do you? They could be old ones, young ones?
Well, it will just depend on what dogs we have that at any one time. Like, we can't obviously, predict what breed of dogs are going to be there, but we've so many dogs that you're bound to find a dog that's going to suit your personality and your lifestyle.
And it's free.
It's right. There's a €140 euro charge that will cover its neutering and microchipping and vet check and
dog license. You need to get
I have to get your own dog license, but we cover 6 weeks.
So how many dogs a year would you rehome?
This year, to date, we've over 800 dogs rehomed from our rehoming centre. So we do endeavour to rehome.
So what is your message to people who are thinking of getting a family pet for Christmas?
Well, Christmas is the worst time of year to take on a dog. So that's why we've paused our rehoming in the Christmas period. So from the 16th of December to the 5th of January, we won't have any dogs being adopted from our centre. Now, you can, of course, come and visit our centre, but you can't adopt until the new year. But the reason for this is because we saw a 30% increase in the people looking to surrender their dog in January alone this year compared to the year previous. Christmas is just a notoriously bad time of year for.
What are the common mistakes that people make?
So, we found the most common reason for people giving up their dog is that they don't have enough time anymore. So, I mean, really, a dog is a lifetime commitment. A dog could live for 13 years. It could cost up to €10,000 over the course of the
dog's life. Does every type of dog need to be walked every day?
Yes.
In other words, the little Jack Russells, sure, they'd run around the back, wouldn't they?
Well, every dog needs to be walked, and that's one of the biggest problems. Yeah, the one of the biggest things we see is that people don't consider how much time it takes to walk a dog. Now, some are going to be more, going to need more walking than others. So, that's what we do in Dogs Trust, is like kind of like a matchmaking service, and we matchmake the right dog to the right personality and lifestyle of the person. So if you have, if you're a big couch potato and you love putting your feet up every night,
and a dog come up and give you a dirty great lick.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to want to take on a dog that needs a whole lot of exercise. In fact, greyhounds don't need much exercise.
Do they not?
At all.
I thought they'd be sure to need it.
No, they don't at all. Like, they just love...
After their racing is over.
Well, they could do it a 20-minute sprint, let's say, and then they'll just want to curl up on the couch for the rest of the day. They're really gentle creatures. All they want is to be loved and to be rubbed and petted, and they're just lovely creatures.
Sinead Ryan, our Consumer Corner expert, said she loves dogs, and she had a cautionary tale, and she said, why don't you try an experiment by fostering a dog first? Do you facilitate fostering? In other words, say, I'll take it on APRO for a month and then I'll bring it back if it just doesn't suit our family, but I could keep it if we fall in love with it and can't manage it.
We do have a fostering programme, but we don't foster, we wouldn't advise fostering a dog coming up to Christmas for anyone, because it's just a really bad time of year for people coming and going. Any new dog into a new environment, into a new house, especially a young dog, will need basic training, socialisation, those experiences that, give him a taste of everyday life and what environment he's going to be living in for the rest of his life, to set him up to be a well-rounded dog. And that's really not a good time coming up to Christmas, because people are so busy, they just don't have the time to put into taking on a new dog. So even fostering, it's not a good idea coming up to Christmas.
Now, a couple of texts here. Please ask Dogs Trust where you can get training ahead of getting a dog. People keep telling me I should get a dog to help my son, but my concern is I don't think I want one. I'd like to get some training to see if I could manage a dog before I get one to keep. If getting a dog, I want an entire family involved, not just me. So how can you get training?
I mean, there's wonderful training centres all across Ireland. Wonder Paws is one in particular that we work with at Dogs Trust. If you look up their website, I'm sure if you Google Wonder Paws, you'll be able to get loads of information there. And they do provide basic training. And it's really important that when you're looking for someone that's going to do training with your dog, that it's positive reinforcement training, as opposed to punishment-based training. And that positive reinforcement is really, really important, and it'll lead to a happier dog.
And Seamus asks, how is Dogs Trust funded?
We don't have any government funding, so we rely solely on the generous our generous supporters and the generosity.
So what is your, how do people get in touch with you?
So if you visit
free phone number or a website,
if you visit our website, dogstrust.ie, you'll get all the information there, and there's information on how to donate and other ways you can help to Dogs Trust as well. If you'd rather not donate, if you want to volunteer, or if you want to sponsor a dog, there's all of that information on our website.
Ciara Byrne, communications Grounds manager with Dogs Trust, saying they will be suspending the rehoming of dogs over the festive period because people need to get the message of not taking the commitment of a dog on lightly, or certainly not at this time. Ciara, thank you for joining us. After the news, we'll be finding out, is Brexit banjaxed?